Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, maybe
I think I do Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you know what?
What? Hey, listen, man, I support you.
We're not used to having people in the building.
I know.
You know, that was a bunch of, I forgot to turn this button on, forgot to turn that button off.
I forgot that he had a recorded newscast in there, and he went live.
If you don't tell the listeners, they'll never know.
Yeah.
They'll never know that there was an issue.
All right,
it won't be in the podcast, don't worry.
In that news was Louisville coach Dino Gaudio pleads guilty in the extortion case. He will not receive prison time. So we assumed that he would probably receive something since he was trying to extort, I don't know, $500,000 or whatever the number was. I'm not sure. I just pulled that number out of the sky.
It's probably about right.
It was about 14 months of his – he wanted 14 or 17 months of his salary, which I'm assuming was a significant amount since he was like a co-head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So a significant amount of money. And I didn't know if there was a guaranteed jail time if it was a certain number, right? So obviously I don't know the law. So there you go.
I know extortion sounds awful, but we let people go from doing far less thing or far worse things here in the city of Louisville. So someone saying, hey, go ahead and give me some extra pay, hardly seems jail-worthy compared to some of the other stuff going on.
Yeah, but the feds are way different than Mike O'Connell's office down in Jefferson County Attorney's Office. So there you go, Dino Gaudio. Hopefully we can move past that and it's done and he does some sort of probation or whatever it's going to be done. I don't know if he's hireable.
Well, listen.
At this point,
two words, Rick Pitino.
Yeah, right.
but Rick wasn't ever convicted of extorting anything your employer.
Not right. Convicted.
Right. Well, he didn't get any money.
Now there's no show cause on him, so he is employable technically.
Sure,
so.
And stealing our players.
Let's talk about employers abusing their employees for a minute.
And Dino's Dino, Rick knows Bam Bam, though.
Well, who doesn't know Bam Bam?
Yeah.
Who's Bam Bam?
All righty. What's your story?
Okay, listen. In the United Kingdom, they have something that needs to be adopted over here, or at least if it passes, okay? Mm-hmm. A trade union is proposing a ban on bosses sending emails to the employees outside of their clocked-in hours.
Yes, there are some cities in...
Wow.
I think in Canada... And some cities in America that have this, and it's working like a dream.
They're citing that it compromised the mental health and it blurs the line between being off and being on the clock.
Amen.
And they want it banned. We used to have when I worked in sales, we had a guy here that would start emailing
Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Yeah. And then it's Sunday when you're trying to enjoy your last day off.
Yeah.
You get all these emails saying, hey, remember, we're going to kick off such and such.
You know what, though? When you hate your job, Sunday's not fun.
No, it's not.
It's a day off, 24 hours of supposedly the pool and some margaritas, but you can't relax.
That's when I knew I needed a change.
Stop. Time out. People don't hate their jobs. They hate their managers. People love their job. They get a job because they want to do that.
That's a fair point.
The way someone runs an office is the reason it drives them crazy, right? So those are two different things there.
That's why I needed to bail. Because my Sunday night depression turned into Sunday afternoon depression, turned into Sunday morning. Then it bled into my Saturday. I said, I can get back on the air. I can't do this.
Because you're way better than this than you are at sales. But you were a good salesman, though.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
You're a good salesman.
But he would start sending these emails going, hey, remember, be prepared for this Tuesday. Hey, do this for next Wednesday. I'm like, can you just wait?
Here's the deal.
Draft all these emails and then hit send Monday morning.
Okay, I couldn't tell that you were unhappy because you were only 240 pounds. You were dipping 3 cans of dip a day.
No, that's true.
You were drunk and smoking.
Yes.
So I don't know. I couldn't really see that you were unhappy.
And he's not exaggerating. No. I was dipping 3 cans a day.
To the point... to where Mr. Donger,
yeah, right.
He goes in to buy his dip, which was it winter, what was the style
wintergreen.
Of Kodiak?
Grizzly. Wintergreen.
Wintergreen grizzly. So he went in to buy, and the Donger guy goes, my friend, I should not sell you these dips anymore.
Three times,
yes.
Nick.
You got cut off by the Donger.
No, he didn't cut me off, but Nick at Donger's BP three different times said, listen, I love seeing you every day. You need to stop this. You're buying too much.
I mean, think about it. Do you know how much those cans are? There's like six bucks a can. So it's like your drug dealer going, hey, you know what?
Hey, you're buying too much.
I don't really want to sell you these drugs anymore. You're way out of control.
Hey, listen, man, I'm making way too much money off selling you smack. I can't do this anymore.
Well,
not with a good conscience.
The two biggest cocaine dealers where's the pillow guy from? Like Baltimore? Is it from Baltimore?
The pillow guy? Oh, the hug my pillow guy?
Whatever, the pillow guy.
He's in Minnesota, I think.
Okay, Minnesota. Where he's from? He was a huge cocaine user, and the two dealers got together and said, hey, I won't sell it to him if you don't sell it to him. He went, okay, all right, okay.
Anyway, the employees are saying it blurs the line, it screws up their off time, and I agree with them 100%. It's also being suggested that if it's set during the off time when they're not on the clock, that employees should be allowed to just delete the email outright. To train the employers to stop bugging their workers.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah.
I know. And then you always get the, just don't look at your phone. Why don't you just look at your phone? First world problems.
Why are you mocking the don't look at your phone? We all want to not look at our phone.
Because sometimes it's a necessity. Emails are not just the only thing on there.
Are you saying you have an addictive personality?
Possibly. But my point is, I want to get texts from my wife. I want to get texts from my mom. I want to get texts from you. I want to get texts from other people. and if I'm looking at my text, I'll see the email icon, and it's just human curiosity. You want to click and see what it is, and then you get let down.
The rest of the world thinks we're crazy.
I will tell you this. I agree with this 100%. Except for when our boss, Josh, sends us an email. That sets me on top of the world. Because whenever Josh emails me and says, hey, remember this Monday we're going to have the such and such training, it just lets me know that he's thinking of me. Josh, if you're listening, I love your emails. Don't listen to this story. Keep doing what you do. Anyway, whether it's feasible or not, with the flexible working environment that we have right now.
Well, it depends on the boss. Who is supervising the supervisor?
Right.
Because he could say, you know, the rules are, technically, I can't email you after 5.
So,
but if you ignore it, we're going to have problems on Monday.
But this manager that used to send all these every Sunday, good Lord.
Okay, but the numbers are in. There's no disputing whether it will work or not. Companies that have experimented with going to a 4-day work week, they will say sick days are down, production is up, satisfaction by job up, all of it is up, and they went to a 4-day. So you're off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every week. You work 4 days a week. That's it. Every company that's done that has had huge success. Now, why haven't we followed suit? Because we've been trained for decades.
Excuse me. I would like to, it's Dr. Fauci, I'd like to weigh in on this as well.
Yeah, you're very credible these days, Doctor.
A 4-day week instead of a 5-day week would also cut down on risk of being exposed to the virus.
Oh, right. You know,
well, thank you for that.
You know, I hadn't thought about the virus in like 20 minutes, so I appreciate that. Thanks for reminding
me. And the companies that offer an open bar during the day.
Oh, boy.
Through the roof.
Right. Right. Now, here's the thing. If you have an open bar at work, the emails are more fun to read later in the day.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they also, other countries look at us like, okay, you're insane. Like, your all's work schedule. It's like, what do you mean you
like
left?
The French?
The Italians, the Europeans are like, they knock off in the middle of the day. I mean, they're like, hey, I'm going home. I'm going home for a couple of hours. I'll come back, maybe work a little bit, and that's it. They don't kill themselves working. Is what I'm saying.
Out of the 40 hours we supposedly work, you could find 8 that are like...
I think the short work weeks were invented in France because they don't like to bathe in France, so everyone stinks, and they can't stand to be around each other more than 2 or 3 days.
Could be.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, seventh grade Dwight.
What?
And
what?
They're stinky.
They're stinky.
Why do you think they invented the perfume?
Stupid Americans.
Stupid
Americans with their showers every morning.
And their military.
Now, we are three guys that love our job. So I love my job. I love, so I'm, like last night, I'm happily on my laptop working on this show. That's not made to, that I want to. I want to do that because I want this show to be better.
Put all of my 401k into the white flag factory.
Oh, that's right.
In the wine factory.
We love our jobs, but I'd still do the 4-day work week if that was a thing.
Clearly. But I don't understand why companies have these, the proof is in the pudding. Like they looked, here's every study of every company that's gone to 4 days
right,
a week.
Right.
Production went up and people didn't leave your work. Like your turnover was zero. So why wouldn't you go to a 4-day week? Because you can't. Like Americans are just trained. What are you talking about? Monday through Friday. Which was invented by who? Ford.
Bill Cox.
Henry Ford invented the weekend.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did.
I think there's another.
Bill Cox.
Yeah, thank you. It was Bill Cox who invented it.
Had to squeeze him in on a Friday.
And then Henry Ford. I was a horny Ford.
That's
his illegitimate brother, Horny Ford. Henry
Frank.
No, it's not
Frank.
Frank
Ford?
No. Is it Frank Ford?
Frank Ford Coppola's?
Jerry?
A lot of Fords.
I will say this. I would like a 4-day work week. However, I could see myself, and you're going to make fun of me, but.
Here we go.
Comments be damned. I'm going to say it anyway. If I wasn't here 5 days a week where I could see my boss, Josh Everett, it would probably destroy me and bleed into my home life.
Are you crying right now?
That's a tear.
Are you crying right now? I see. Is that a tear in your
eye? Wow.
Josh, if you're listening.
Man.
Mm-hmm. He quite possibly might be the greatest boss I ever had.
All right, let's go to break.
Wow.
All right, let's go to break.
I think Dwight needs a big deli sandwich.
All right.
Maybe a panini.
What he needs is some lots of pasta. Lotsofpasta.com.
Wait.
Lots of pasta,
lots of
Louisville.
Pasta?
Oh,
that'll
see.
Snap
hey,
out of it.
Food. Hey, that's better than Josh.
Get a big pickle.
That's lots of pasta is better than Josh. All right. 3717 Lexington Road. Go grocery shopping today for the weekend. Plus, all the different types of dips. I can't really come up with all of them because they're homemade here at Lots of Pasta. You get the chips. You drag them through there at a party you're going to have this weekend, and you're rolling.
Now, my wife is a vegetarian. She finds plenty of things there. The veggie queso is her favorite dip on the planet. I'm trying to think of the name of the soup now. We just had it. Blank.
I know they, I will say.
The vegan curry lentil. That's it. It's spicy, and I'm not a big lentil guy, but they're so fine and ground up that I love it as well.
I love Benedictine. Love it. It's basically cream cheese and cucumbers. I mean, it's just a cool summer sandwich dip. You can make a sandwich out of it. You can put it on little crackers. It is awesome. So Benedictine, when people hear, oh, you make homemade Benedictine? And guess what? Lots of pasta kills it.
Now, if you're a single person, you can get the individual chicken pot pies with the roasted vegetables, the lasagnas, have a couple of family-sized ones in the freezer. You get busy during the week, especially now with things opening up. You don't always want to cook, but you want to have an awesome meal. Stock up your freezer with Lots of Pasta.
Lots of Pasta, Louisville.com, or go to the Toast app. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS. I'm a little disappointed.
What?
I thought we were going to get Haley in studio today.
I know.
But then I was not disappointed because I didn't get her donuts. And I want to feel the wrath of that.
Well, what am I going to do with all these donuts that I got Haley? Look at this.
No.
Three?
Oh, no.
Three 12-packs. Yeah. Oh, wait, you might call them dozens.
I think we came up that I said a Baker's dozen is what, 13?
I thought it was just 12.
No. What is the Baker's dozen?
13.
13, right.
12 for you, one for me.
And what did we come up with a Dwight's dozen? That was 11 because he ate one.
Right.
Hello, Haley.
Haley.
Oh, hi. You know I would never come to the office unless there was food to be bribed for.
No, I know. You're married now, so that means you're probably going to get fat.
Probably.
I know.
Gonna.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. So, when are you planning on coming back at some point? We're all here. Paul's here. Sasquatch is here.
Suzanne.
Dave, Tony, Dwight, Suzanne. Anybody else? Haley?
I was here last. I was there last night. Terry and I did our show live.
You sent me a text that said, I have to do yoga, so I'll call.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to call. I'll just, but I do have to do yoga later. It's a slow yoga. I'm sorry.
Is that a female thing?
What is the, what's your favorite position in yoga?
I'm not going there. Can we play the game?
Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's
Crusade for trivia.
Okay, if she's not going to do yoga position, what's your favorite Kama Sutra?
Okay, here we go. Haley Hansen, Dave Jennings, and Dwight Whitten will share a brain, and Crusade will get a benefit if they answer 8 of these 10 questions correctly.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Dave?
Ready.
Haley?
Let's do it.
Question number 1. What is the scientific name for a great white shark?
I know this one.
Bill Cobb.
Nope, I know this one. Carcharian carcharias. Carcharian carcharias.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are a Jaws man.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Matt Hooper from the National Oceanography Institute in Jaws. This was no boating accident.
Oh, my God. You are a Jaws freak.
Wow. This is what happens when you get bitten by a Carcharian carcharias.
Oh, my God.
This was no boating accident. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper.
All right. This next question, 1-0. This next question for Crusade for Two and Trivia is for Dave.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You start out. What Fleetwood Mac song did Smashing Pumpkins cover?
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Guys can help.
I'm calling a friend.
Okay.
Dwight Whitten.
Okay.
Landslide.
Let's go with Landslide.
Haley?
Landslide.
Wow, you're contributing a lot today, Haley.
Wait, only the second question.
Final answer, Landslide.
Show me Landslide.
Yes.
Landslide
ironically,
is the song.
Even need my help.
And a landslide brought us down.
Okay. Haley, this is your question, Haley. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm anticipating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many yards is the penalty in the NFL for unsportsmanlike conduct?
Now, listen to the rest
Listen to the damn question.
Hey, woman.
How many yards is the penalty for in the NFL for unsportsmanlike conduct?
Why would I know? I have no idea. I don't know anything about the NFL.
God, your husband's like a big football freak.
Your husband played football.
I mean, my God. Did you not care anything about what your husband used to do or loves?
He played for Polk
High. Or is it just all about Haley Hansen?
He's in power right now, so I can't even ask him.
All right, I'll give you multiple choice. Is it 5, 10, or 15 yards?
Repeat the question.
How many yards is the penalty in the NFL for unsportsmanlike conduct?
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
How many yards?
Yeah. 15 yards.
Hey!
Final answer.
Like extracting a tooth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Wow.
It took 4 of your all's brains for that one.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, like I didn't have the answer to that.
Okay. Go back to Dave on this one. Question number 4 for Crusade for Trivia.
Yes.
What was the last year that Joe DiMaggio played baseball for his career?
I don't know old baseball trivia.
I have a multiple choice.
Did you go, Joe?
1950, 51, or 52?
By the way, I saw something where Frank Sinatra always believed that Marilyn Monroe was killed. She was about to get back with Joe DiMaggio. And the Kennedys were afraid that she was going to spill the beans on their stuff.
Well, probably.
Interesting stuff. Good story. 52.
Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, 1951 was the last.
Cruella de Vil, what are you saying yay for? This is for the kids.
Yeah, man.
Yay!
I don't do old baseball trivia, sorry.
Question number 5, you're 3-1.
Okay, here we go, guys. Come on, let's rally. Right. Let's rally. Yes.
What are the huge storms that the sun produced called? So the storms on the
solar
sun.
Solar flares? Solar flare That's storms.
Sunstorms.
There you go. Haley? You got it, Haley.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Solar storms?
You said it. Sunstorms.
Sunstorms? No. Solar storms. Let's go with solar storms. Right?
Okay.
Okay, solar storms.
Solar storms.
The DOS guy is carrying you all.
Ah!
Carrying you all. Solar storms is the answer.
Solar storms can be quite dangerous if the sun is not wearing a mask.
Okay, that's
burn right
Haley,
out for that.
This one's yours, and I know you're going to get it. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
In the play or movie Grease, what sport did Danny Zuko receive his Letterman sweater in?
It's got to be football, right?
That's Haley.
No, I think it was track. Oh my God! Oh no!
Run with it.
Huh. There we go.
Okay, you can take a dollar out for that. Dollar out of the bad joke jar.
Thank you.
Let's go with that. Track,
yep, track and field.
Haley, final answer. Track.
I'm not confident, but sure.
Hey! We're still alive.
Good answer. Good answer.
How many questions left?
We've got 4 questions left.
Whew, boy, we can screw this up easily.
Question number 7.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
What famous person in history first promoted the Volkswagen Beetle?
Jesse Dixon.
No, thank you, Carl, for trying, but it's not Jesse Dixon. He promoted the Pontiac Grand Am.
That's right. Famous
it
person.
It had to be like a John Lennon or a, like someone.
It's not Adolf Hitler,
right?
Is it?
Don't you dare.
No, they were big in Germany. I mean, it's.
Well, that's Volkswagen. People's
that's
wagon.
Right.
Volkswagen. But you don't get.
Oh.
No.
Not the best spokesman in the world. If you had to list.
I suggest you buy this vehicle. Okay.
No kidding about Adolf Hitler on this show. Okay. Right, okay?
All Let's right. just agree he's not a good face of a franchise.
I need an answer.
Let's go with him.
Seriously?
Let's go with the worst answer possible.
Okay.
You're sure?
No, I'm not sure. I would say
Dave, you're sure?
Yeah. Zsa Zsa Gabor or somebody else German, but.
Final answer, Adolf Hitler.
Good Lord.
Yes. Promoted the Volkswagen Beetle first.
Yep.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, man.
Yes. The Volkswagen Beetle was invented in Germany. Yes. During the Second World
yeah,
War.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't mean that Hitler's going to endorse it.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would you even put that as a question, Anthony?
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Clinton for Pepsodent.
You know what? I don't make the questions, man. I don't make it right or wrong. I'm just telling you what the truth is.
It was a fact of history.
All right. This one's going to be very difficult. And
oh,
I don't know if you're going to get it.
Difficult. Okay.
How many aircraft carriers did Japan lose in World War II? Was it 8, 12, or 26?
How many aircraft?
I want to go with the
aircraft carriers.
High number. But
those were a lot more frequent. They were many different sizes. 26 is too many.
No, I want to say 26. Think about the war.
Yeah.
How long?
Haley.
Okay, I'll go with you, Joe.
Go with the high number.
The DOS guy's on it today.
Because
we only have like 10 carrier groups now.
Hey, the DOS guy's brain's
12,
hot.
We have 12.
The DOS guy's brain's
what
hot
the
today.
What were the options, Tony?
So did you say 26, final
yeah.
answer?
Let's go with 26.
No, yeah.
It's got to be the highest.
Again? Haley, say it again.
What were the numbers again?
8, 12, and 26.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, let's go the bigger number.
It's got to be.
Seems very high.
It does.
No, for World War II?
Final answer, 26.
Oh, with the pause. Come on, man.
Give it to the American Navy, baby, for dropping 26 carriers to the bottom of the damn ocean.
USA! USA!
Question number nine.
Yes.
Jamaica is considered part of what continent?
I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
What's a continent?
Oh, my God.
It's when you Haley, run to the bathroom all
Haley,
the time.
You're on this one. What continent? Jamaica is considered what part of what continent?
It's North America. It's part of. It's the same continent as us.
You are correct.
Will you all concur?
I'm out on this one. I don't know. So whatever you all want to go with, I'll go with.
You're not big on geometry.
No, I'm horrible at geometry.
Yep, it is North America.
Final answer. Okay. Final answer, North America.
Oh!
Hey!
Correct. Final question.
Shouldn't need a passport then, should we?
Final question. Final question, and the money goes to the kids, especially this weekend. What is the main ingredient in falafel?
Bright fried potatoes?
No.
Chickpeas! It's also known as garbanzo beans.
Bingo.
Dwight?
I don't know what a falafel is, so I will defer.
They sing it in the Laverne and Shirley theme song.
Do they?
I think so.
No, they don't.
My wife knows vegetarian stuff also. It's chickpeas.
Chickpeas? Okay, let's go with...
Also in hummus.
So the final answer for a main ingredient in falafel is chickpeas?
Yes.
And money for the kids.
Okay.
Oh!
Hey!
That's
what
correct.
I'm talking about, boys.
Haley Hansen, go back to your yoga. Don't try to pass gas. You know you're stinky. You have a problem with that, keeping that gas in.
Namaste.
Wait a minute. So if Hitler was the spokesperson for Volkswagen.
Like, it's not. He wasn't like in a commercial.
Was it like.
Okay.
I'm going to say. How would that fly over here in America?
When I blitzkrieg Poland, I drive a Volkswagen.
But you know, you're listening to the Jack Benny show on your radio or whatever the hell's on during that time, and then all of a sudden Hitler comes on and goes, hey, Volkswagen.
It's almost a perfect car. It really is. All right. Haley, we'll see you, babe. Miss you.
See you next week in person, I promise.
Yes. Sure.
Yes, promises. Bye, Haley.
Berno's Pizza. I'm going to go ahead and call it, folks. Let's call it noon. It's 10 till, but I'm calling it right now like a corner. It's noon. Let's go to Berno's Pizza for lunch. Sure, it's where the Wittens kick off every single weekend at Friday night at Berno's. A Big Mama Berno's, two tall Coors Lights. We clink our glasses. Mwah! Hello, weekend. But it doesn't have to be the weekend. Or any kind of a special day to enjoy Berno's Pizza. Every day that you enjoy Berno's Pizza is a special day. Check it out for lunch, check it out for dinner, or both. Then save the leftovers, if there are any, for breakfast. It's that good. Well, I suggest that you get the Mama Berno's, but they even have every kind of pie that you can imagine. They have, at some locations, cauliflower crust. Check your location, see if they have it. It's absolutely delicious. Every single Berno's has gluten-free. Berno's Pizza, yeah, it's that good.
Back after this, we'll wrap up the show on a Friday. News Radio 840 WHAS. When you feel
the same. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.